Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living, your host, Minister Janice. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are just delighted to have you with us. And we thank you. We thank each and every one of you for just taking the time out to check out our messages that are available to you. We are just grateful. We are grateful. We thank God. We thank God for you, and we thank God for you. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. Yes, he is merciful. He's merciful. That ye may walk honestly towards them that are without, and that ye may have lack of, that's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 12. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, you're so worthy, God. You're so worthy. Yes, you're worthy, Master. You are worthy, God. You are holy. You are holy. Holy God. Holy God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this moment. We thank you for the opportunity that you gave us, God, that you've given us right now. We want to say thank you. Thank you for Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Master, for life itself. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We will be careful to give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen. We thank God. We thank him. We know that we have been in the word of cheaters. Yeah, that's been our word, huh? Yeah, boy, that word then came to life. That word then came out and slapped us all in the face. Cheaters. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, 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 yeah. I want you to remember that each word that you hear from these lips are words that God has ordained for me to speak. Yeah. I don't speak it unless he tells me. Glory to God. And he's an on-time God. He's on time. He's an on-time God. We give him praise and we thank him. We thank him for everything that he's revealing to us, because he's revealing it to us. We are his children. We are his sheep. Glory to God. Cheater. Look around. Look around again. Now look close. Real close. And see. Really see. See yourselves and others who have cheated. Some may still be cheating. Some may be trying to stop cheating. Yeah. It's very easy to start. It's very easy to start cheating. But it's hard to stop. It is so hard to stop. Why? Because you become comfortable in it. You become comfortable in this. Yeah. The newfound you, you become comfortable in it and you hide in it. Yes. Cheating. Cheaters. This is why it's better if you never start it. If you never start it. But who can really point a finger? Who can point a finger? Who can point a finger? We all have cheated. In some way or somehow, we have done it. Today, we see cheaters. They're all around. they're in many aspects of the world, of the society that we're living in. Cause is cheating. What is the cause behind cheating? Mainly, it's to gain something that we don't have and we think we should have, but we don't know how to go get it. Or should I say, we refuse to go and get it the correct way. So in the place of righteousness or any type of right way of doing anything, we desire to cheat. Yeah, we desire to do it the other way. Who sees us? Who's looking? Who's watching? Oh, who's watching? Yeah. The enemy has have us thinking, nobody. Nobody's watching. Yeah. So we cheat. We cheat. We all have done this. Yeah. Some were caught and some were not. Some of us should be in prison, and some of us who are in prison shouldn't even be there. Cheating. Cheating. But we cheat anyway. God is our source. Let me say that. He's our source. This is found in Psalms 18, chapter 18, verse 1 through 7. God is our source. God is. Yes, he is our source. No matter what it look like, no matter what we begin to feel, how insecurity we may think we are, God is the source. He will always be the source. He was the source in the beginning, and he will be the source at the end. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. God is the source. Remember that. It's not about you. It was never about you. It was never about us. It was always about him. Yeah. Psalms 39 is where we're going to go. Psalms 39. Yeah. Psalm 39 is where we're going to start. Yeah. Yeah. Look at Psalms 39. And here we see that in Psalms 39, just to give you a little overview before we get to verse 7. Here we see where Joseph, he had been brought down into Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. He was the captain and he was the chief executioner of the royal guards. He was an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. But the Lord was with Joseph. Listen to this. And he thought a slave was a successful and a prosperous man. Listen at that. Even though he was a slave, still was successful. He was successful and he was prosperous in his skin. Why? Because God was with him. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Glory to God. You know, there come times in our lives when we feel that we all alone, we all by ourselves. Yeah, God has turned his back on us. He don't know us, or he's not ever present. He's not watching. He don't care. We have all these negative thoughts. And the enemy comes and he showers us with these thoughts. And we sit down and we entertain the thoughts of what we don't have and what we can't do, how we're limited, where God is. He's not here with all of these thoughts. Satan uses to attack us. And we sit and we sit and we listen over and over and we listen. And it causes us to feel so insecure, huh? So insecure. But I want to let you know, God is the source. He was always the source. He will always be our source. We're going to start at verse 7. And verse 7 clearly tells us that then after a time, his master's wife, let me back up a little bit because I'm ahead of myself with that one. Okay, Joseph was in Potiphar's house, and he was the one who was in charge. This is it. Verse 5 tells us, from the time that he made him supervisor in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house. The house was blessed because of the presence of Joseph and because Joseph has the presence of God, huh? And the Lord's blessings were on all that he had in the house and in the field. 6, and Potiphar left all that he had in Joseph's charge and paid no attention to anything he had except the food he ate. Now, Joseph was an attractive person and fine-looking. The word it says. The word is saying Joseph was fine-looking. Fine. This is what it says here. He was attractive. He was a very attractive young man. We're going to start here at 7. It says, then after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. Sounds like a cheater to you? Sound like a cheater to me? Huh? Joseph's master's wife began to eye him. The man who had put all his trust in Joseph had a wife who wanted Joseph to be unfaithful as she was. Now think about it. Once a cheater, what they say, once a cheater, always a cheater. But most of the time, when you're in something like this, it takes two to tangle. You can't tangle alone because it just would not work. One by yourself? No, you have to pull someone else in to really cheat. Yeah, think about it. Verse 8, she was the married woman. Joseph was not married. Verse 8 says, but he refused and said to his master's wife, see, here, with me in the house, my master has concern about nothing, he says. He has put all that he cares in my care. He had given Joseph control of everything. Joseph was over everything. And Joseph was standing here to his master's wife having to declare his integrity. He had to sound, huh? He had to sound righteous. And he had to take a righteous stand at the very beginning. Joseph had to inform this woman of his standards. Are you listening to me? Now ask yourself, would you have done that? Or would you have jumped into the fire? Verse 9 says, he is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept anything from me except you. For you are his wife. How then can I do this great evil and sin against God? Yeah, look at that. Look at Joseph. Mm-hmm. Joseph is having an inevitable conversation with the man wife who is his master. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's talking to her as she's talking to him about her need. Yeah. But Joseph is coming sincerely to her. Mm-hmm. And Joseph is explaining to her about her husband, about the relationship that he has with her husband and that her husband has with him, and that the evilness that goes with such activity. And the major concern that he has, Joseph says, that it is sin against God. Sin against God. Cheating. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Joseph has actually declared it. He threw it out a declaration. It's sin against God. It's sin. God would not be pleased. Mm-hmm. Do anyone ever think about being against God? Yeah, when you're cheating. Do you ever think like that? Do you ever think about, I'm against God when I'm doing this? Certainly not. You don't have God on your mind. You're not even thinking about him. You can't sit there and tell me you thought and say, oh, God, Nope. You didn't. Verse 10 says, and she spoke to Joseph day after day, but he did not listen to her, to lie with her, or to be with her. Joseph ignored her. Does this sound like sexual harassment? Does this sound like sexual harassment? Case to me. Yeah, case in point, it is. Sexual harassment. Joseph was the subject. Verse 11 says, then it happened about this time that Joseph went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the men of the house were outdoors. Watch it. Watch it, Joseph. Watch it. Sound like a setup. Sound like a setup to me. Sound like a trap. Mm-hmm. Joseph being set up. Set up to fall. How many times, women, how many times have we been in a setup? Got caught in a trap. How many times? Verse 12 says, and she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me, lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and had flew. He ran. Joseph ran. Sad, huh? Very sad. Sexual harassment. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're male, if you're female. It does not matter. It doesn't matter if this happened way back then, because we see it happen today. Yes. This aggressive behavior. Yeah. Is it wrong? Yes, it is. Verse 13. And when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled, she ran away. Joseph ran away. Joseph was trying to keep his dignity. He was trying to stay righteous. He wanted to remain holy. He wanted to remain in his relationship with an almighty God. And he knew that if cheating was involved, there would be no relationship with him and God. Yeah, God is holy. God is holy. And he requires us to be holy. Verse 14 says, she, Potiphar's wife, she called to the men of her household and said to them, behold, your master has brought a Hebrew in to us to mock and to insult us. He came in here. He was to lie with me. Listen to that. And I was to lie with him. And I screamed at the top of my voice. Liar, liar, huh? Just like the enemy. Just like the enemy. Since you will not obey, since you will not give in, I will smear your name. I will smear your integrity. I will remove all decency from you. Your strong desire to be holy, your strong desire to be righteous, I will destroy you. I will smear your name. I will lie on you because you refused to cheat with me. Look at that. Look at that. Have we seen this? Verse 15 says, and when he heard, and she said, when he heard me screaming and crying, he left. He left his garment with me, and he fled. You see, that's why it's so important to never leave nothing. Never leave nothing. Never leave no trace that you were ever present, even in your trap. Yeah, even in your trap. Yeah. Liar, liar. This is how it sounds when you stand, when you take a stand for righteousness. Yeah. You will be called. Yeah. You will be called a liar. Yes. Verse 16 says, and she laid up his garment by her until her master came in. This is her husband when he came home. Mm-hmm. Too bad. There were no cameras. That's what I thought of. There were no cameras in this house. They should have had security cameras here. This was a house that required security cameras. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Needed security cameras for this house. Verse 17 says, then she told him that the same story. She told him this, her husband, she told him the same story that she had told the Hebrew servants. About the Hebrew servant, whom that he had brought among them, that he came to mock and to insult her. Mm-hmm. Just look a little closer. Think about it. Think about this. Think about the times you cried for help and it was real. You were sincere about being attacked. You were sincere about being assaulted, believed, or even wanted to be trusted. But your words were honest. But look at Potiphar's wife. Look at her. Mm-hmm. There was no security cameras. There was no DNA. There was no rape kit. Verse 18 says, and when I screamed, he left. He left his garment, and he ran from the house. My God, my God, my God. Who is the disciple here? Who really knows a living Savior? Who has a relationship with an almighty God? Here. Who knows God? Certainly not Potiphar's wife. God is ever present. Even when you think he's not, he's right there. He's right there, I said. Just when you feel that you're all alone, when you're standing on your last leg, fear not, is what he says. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 says, do you not know, that wrongdoers will not inherit? They're not going to get in. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Yeah, they have no place. Because God has no time. Yeah, God has a standard. God is a holy God. He's just, and he's fair, and he's righteous. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men will enter. This is the word. This is what the word is saying. This is not something I created. The word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. God is not a man that he would lie to us. He desires for us to be saved. He desires for us to be righteous. He desires for us to live a holy life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. So if I'm talking to you and you listening to this, you really listening to what I'm saying, I'm praying that this will penetrate your heart if you desire to be cheating. If you're in a situation where you're cheating and you feel that you can't get out. We're going to talk to the strong man. We're going to talk about the stronghold that's holding you in here. Yeah. We're going to command that stronghold to loosen you and let you go. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because we serve a mighty God. He is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. And he said that all we had to do was come and ask him. And he will show up. Yeah. He hears us. He hears our every
cry. He knows our thoughts before we even open up our mouths. He knows what we're going to say. Glory to God. Let us pray. Master, we just thank you, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us, God. Nobody gave us this opportunity but you. Nobody gave us this time but you, God. And we want to thank you, Master. We want to thank you for this word, oh God. This word, oh God. Let it come and penetrate through the heart of your people. Anyone that is bound up, oh God, in a cheating situation, whether it's finance, whether it's sexual mortality, whether it's adultery, whatever the cheating is, we stand right now and we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We stand on Matthew 18:18, and God said, whatever we bind on earth, he said, will be bound in heaven. And he said, whatever we loose will be loose in heaven as well as on earth. Bind the spirit of cheating right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind everything that goes along with it, every spirit that is not of God. We bind you now in Jesus' name. And we loosen the Holy Spirit that it will come and it will teach you and it will seal you with the love of God. We lose love. We lose the redemption. Yes, that God has given us. We lose salvation to you and to you in Jesus' holy name. And we believe right now that it's done. We don't have to wait until next week. We don't have to wait until next month. We believe it right now. And we thank you, God. We thank you for your word because we know that your word is true. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We give you praise, Master. Ha! Because you're awesome, God. You're an awesome God. You're awesome in all your ways, oh God. And we thank you, Master. We thank you, God, for everyone that have listening ears and have a heart, oh God, that desire to make a change right now. Change, God. Change will come. And we declare it right now, and we decree this right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, huh? Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh God. And we thank you, Master. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for you and you and you. And we ask God to continually bless you, to keep you in all your endeavors, whatever they are. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we just thank God, huh? Woo! We thank God. Yeah. He is a risen Savior. And he's in this world today. Mm-hmm. He walks with us. And he talks with us. Hallelujah. We just want to invite you back here to be with us next Friday. And, of course, on Sunday evening with God Favored Ministry with Pastor George. Yes. Yeah. And we ask for prayer for everyone that is sick, everyone that is hospitalized. Just pray for the hospitals. Pray for the people that are in the hospitals. You don't have to know their names. Just pray for them. Pray for them that God will touch, that God will come, and God will redeem them. And they would know that it was nobody else that did it. Only God. Only God. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Amen. Amen.